What motivates one to say, I want to keep doing this, even though because I can walk away from it and just do my own stuff? What keeps
Sure.
you interested in that?
The what I tell the so we're in the middle of interview season here.
Yeah.
So I you know, whenever this is viewed, this is interview season for faculty candidates. And when we get junior faculty candidates coming in and I meet with them and talk to them, I tell them that we will not burden them with any service or very much service during their first 7 years here as they're trying to get tenure inside the university, but that I fundamentally expect them to be participating in IEEE activities along the way. And I said, I'm urging you to do that, do some of the things that I had a chance to do, because when we judge you in the end, we're going to ask people in the field to write letters about you, your work, how you contribute, so forth. It's quite possible for people to know you by reading your papers, or at least to know something about you. But fundamentally, the way you get known is by being visible in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You're visible in the community by participating in the conference program activities, being session chair, doing all of this work. So to help build your own reputation, to become known to the community, to become an integral part of that community, requires you to do this. And that's what you need in order to have people write letters that say, you know, you're really, your work is good, I know his work, I know, you know, her work, whatever it might be. So it really is not just a pro bono kind of thing. It's part and parcel of at least for academics
okay.
being successful.